Yeah, man, being back home is fine, and you know, it's just crazy. People ask, you know, have I been home? Have I been back to my schools? And kind of not, because you know, it's not like we're on the road. Everybody still working, so you know, rush hour and traffic. There's no way I can get home.
It's very special being home for you know, Super Bowl 50, and you know, being in the Super Bowl alone is enough, but playing in my hometown is very special.
Vernon, what's this week been like here back in the Bay Area for you?
It's been amazing. Like I tell everyone, when I got here, it was all surreal for me. But you know, as the week continues to go by, it kind of slows down, and coming to the realization that I'm home, I'm in my backyard, and I get a chance to play in the Super Bowl at Levi's Stadium.
We're so close to where you played your college ball. Does it take on a special meaning to play a Super Bowl here?
Definitely. Being this close to home and having my family here and all my friends being able to come to the game, it's hurting my wallet a little bit, but it's been great.
The weather is beautiful. Welcome back to Broncos TV Live at Super Bowl 50, presented by Prime Sport. And it's great to see the local guys kind of get some love. We heard from Todd Davis there. Todd Davis, Sacramento State, he said he was still getting people from Sacramento coming up to him and saying, hey, good luck, man. Great to see you at Media Night. TJ Warren, CJ Anderson, another couple guys from the Bay Area as well.
Yeah, it's a shame that CJ said he won't be able to get up to Vallejo and see, you know, some of his old friends and stuff like mm-hmm. that. Of course, he played his college ball in the East Bay in Berkeley. And then, of course, TJ Ward played his high school ball right here at De La Salle, the powerhouse that it is. So cool for those Broncos to get back here. And, of course, Vernon Davis played his entire career here in the Bay Area. A pretty cool deal for him, too.
Yeah, the players aren't going to get a big chance to see a lot of the sights and sounds of the Bay Area. But our own features reporter, Sam Boyk, is in plenty of activities around the Bay Area, including on a boat today. Hey, Sam.
All right. Hey, you guys. I'm so sorry I can't be back at the team hotel with you today, but, I mean, this is my office for the day. We are on a boat. We are on the Broncos boat cruise, and we are with Miles, the cheerleaders, and 175 very lucky fans. They all entered for a chance to get tickets to come on the Broncos boat cruise today. So I'm going to go over here and talk a little bit with Josie and with Fami, our Denver Broncos cheerleaders. Now, Josie, tell me about how awesome this ride is today.
It's absolutely beautiful touring the San Francisco Bay Area. We just saw Alcatraz. We're about to go under the beautiful Golden Gate Bridge. It's a dream.
And Fami, what has been one of your most memorable moments interacting with our fans so far here in the San Francisco Bay Area?
Well, we have the best fans in the NFL, and it truly showed yesterday. We went on a trolley ride all through San Francisco. We had a couple fans with us, and they spread Broncos spirit like no other. They were yelling at everything orange, saying, "Go Broncos! There's an orange cone!" They got excited because it was orange. So it's fun to see everyone out here just enjoying all the Broncos spirit.
That's so awesome, and we're going to take it over. Speaking of fans, Zach, come on over. We've got Zach from Denver here. Now, what is most exciting for you knowing that you got a ticket onto this boat?
I mean, the most exciting part is obviously going to be watching the Broncos on Sunday. I'll be watching from Section 419, so basically cyberspace, but couldn't imagine any other way. So, I mean, it's so great to be a fan living out here that gets to kind of experience, you know, the Broncos culture out here, and couldn't be more excited to see these guys kick some Carolina Panther butt on Sunday. Yeah!
And speaking of the game, do you have a particular Broncos player you're really looking forward to seeing make some big plays on Sunday?
I mean, Von Miller's going to be in the backfield all game long. He's going to be tearing it up. But I think that the most important player on Sunday is TJ Ward. I mean, we got to stop the run on Sunday. We got to really establish a really hard-lining defensive front. I mean, and that guy smacks like a truck. So let's get that guy in the backfield, see some tackles for a loss, and let's see a big W on Sunday.
Yeah. Awesome. And we can't forget our mascot, Miles, the guy with all the class. All right, so, Miles, I know you've been hoofing around all of San Francisco. Oh, my gosh. Let's see. You did go to the Golden Gate Bridge. Now, how'd you get across the Golden Gate Bridge, Miles? Oh, you drove? Oh, wait. Were you driving the Broncos bus the other day? No. A little bit? Just a little bit. With the training wheels on, right? All right, well, speaking of the Broncos bus, you were there at Union Square in downtown San Francisco, where all of our fans were hanging out with the Broncos bus yesterday, and I was there to check all of it out. The Broncos bus has made its stop here in Union Square, and we caught up with some fans that came to meet Miles and the cheerleaders and to also show off their Broncos orange. How has this experience in San Francisco been for you as a fan so far?
It's been so cool. Having all of this here in our backyard has been unbelievable.
But it'll be great. It'll really feel like a home game for us. Seen so much orange around the city recently. And so I think people will be pulling for us at the stadium. That's my guess.
Oh, it's going to be a blast. It's going to be a blast. Let's get this whole city pumped for orange.
I was at the very first Bronco game they ever played 55 years ago. I was 11. I'm now 66. Yeah, we beat the Patriots 13-10. So this is a big deal for us.
So we're here in Union Square in San Francisco. How amazing is this energy so far?
It's absolutely unbelievable. We've been blown away all day.
We had a couple fans on board with us, and when they were screaming, it got everyone going, and we were throwing towels out, and there's so many fans here, so it makes it really exciting for us to be part of.
All right, Broncos fans, for all of this week's events happening in the San Francisco Bay Area, make sure you go to denverbroncos.com. The boat right now, but we were thinking about the bus. We came up with a little song I think you guys are gonna like. You guys ready?
Yeah.
All right. The fans on the bus go beat the Panthers, beat the Panthers, beat the Panthers. The fans on the bus go beat the Panthers at the Super Bowl. Woo! You guys, it's a party here. I got to go get back to the party. I'll send it back to you.
Wow, that was quite the musical stylings there for Broncos country. They've got their own body of water. We've got ours, as you can see in the background of our shot here, the beautiful Marriott pool here in Santa Clara. Not quite as chilly as the Pacific waters, but I do appreciate, in all seriousness, the effort that went into to making that song happen. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that clearly takes a high level of skill to be able to sing like that on a boat with right? the Golden Gate Bridge behind them and stuff like that, but the singing. It kind of sounded like a Matt Boyer original right there.
That was very much a Matt Boyer original. It was probably a little bit better if that gives you any idea of my musical talents.
Of course, we've seen them sing before with the Christmas song a couple years ago.
Yes. Yeah. And you and I had a chance to see the bridge earlier this week when we went into the city. Very nice. They've got it all lit up. That was the Bay Bridge. But the Golden Gate Bridge, very cool to see the lights on that as well at nighttime. Definitely San Francisco has turned out to be a great host city for this type of event.
Oh, yeah. And as we've seen the past couple of days with the NFL experience and the Super Bowl city, San Francisco has really done a great job. Of course, we're down here in Santa Clara,
right.
but the city of San Francisco has really done a beautiful job. And it's nice to see all the fans come out.
Yeah, I think so. We've seen plenty of Broncos country. They travel well at all of our away games, but especially here. Super Bowl might be a little bit of a pricier ticket. However, fans have still shown up. So kudos to you, Broncos country.
Yeah, and it's important that the Broncos get that support on the field. And turning back to football, Mace is inside with a closer look inside the numbers of the Panthers' record-tying explosive first half starts.
Thanks, guys. And the number for today, as you'll see right here, plus 48. That is Carolina's first half scoring margin in the postseason. That matches the 1990 Buffalo Bills for the most lopsided total in favor of a team going into the Super Bowl. They were also plus 48, of course. Those Bills went to the Super Bowl against a defensive-minded team that didn't have a great quarterback and lost 20-19 to the Giants, led by Jeff Hostetler. So the Broncos, hoping for a little bit of history repeat itself, also looking to show that their resiliency in the regular season has value in the postseason. Denver, of course, has three comebacks from 14 points down against playoff teams, Kansas City, New England, and then Cincinnati in Week 16. That sort of resilience the Broncos feel will help them if the Panthers get off to the quick start that they've done so many times, and especially in the postseason when they've outscored the Seahawks and Cardinals in the playoffs by a combined 55-7 in the first half. Guys?
Great stuff there, Mace. Thank you very much. And we still have one segment to go here on Broncos TV Live from Super Bowl 50. Andrew will come back out here and join us, and we'll take a look at Von Miller and how his role in this game could decide the outcome.